Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good buddy Joseph Jaffe back on the show. Joe is the author of a number of books, including Life After the 32nd Spot. Also join the conversation. He's one of the top social media marketing and online marketing experts on the planet. His new book is called Flip the Funnel, and I think there's another one coming out pretty soon. He's our good friend Joe Jaffe. Welcome back to the show.
So good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Joe. And hey, Joe, one of the things I want you to talk to us about a little bit is this issue of the big companies finding their way, sort of finding out how to join the conversation in the social media environment. And I've always, ever since social media kind of got caught on, it's been very interesting to me to see how the big companies did it or when they tried it, maybe, you know, not so well. What do you think?
Well, I think, I mean, that's your topic, right? That's what you wanted to talk to me about. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the perfect topic. I mean, look, there are two ways to look at it. One is when we talk about customer service, you know, I always say to big companies, you're going to have your Rubicon moment, or as Yogi Berra once said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. You're going to have that moment, and it's up to you to decide whether you want to wait for it to be brought to you, and you'll be kicking and screaming your United Breaks Guitars moment, or you know one of those horror stories that you read about on the blogs and in the newspaper, or whether you proactively take steps to move in the right direction. So the one thing about companies is, I mean, do you want to be ahead of the curve or do you want to be behind it? Do you want to be behind the eight ball? But the other way to look at it is this acronym that I've always spoken about called COST, cultural, organizational, strategic, and tactical. Most companies start off by dipping their toes into the waters of tactical. And the problem with that is you have tactics in search of strategy, as I often say, or solutions, you know, answering non-existent problems. So I think that's typically how companies begin, by just doing things. We've got to be on Twitter. Why? We don't know. But we need to be on Twitter because everyone else is on Twitter. Right. And I think my advice to companies, the smaller ones in particular, is just because you're small doesn't mean you shouldn't have strategy. You know, that's the first point. And for the bigger companies, they have much bigger issues because they have legacy issues and incumbency.
And lawyers.
You know, they have inertia, laziness.
And lawyers. And lawyers.
And lawyers, exactly. I mean, you know, it's really hard for big companies to change, which is why cultural change is the hardest on that continuum of cost.
Mm-hmm. So, but you've observed some of the companies entering the social media environment, and how are they behaving so far in general?
You know, the thing that's always going to be the hardest right now is this idea of, I often say, how do you scale humanity? And, you know, companies are very, very good at spending a lot of money to simplify and automate the process. That's why the Super Bowl is still the greatest, you know, spectacle in the marketing world, because all you have to do is, you know, sign a small piece of paper and you've just spent $3 million to reach 100 million consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this new world is that it takes time. It's much more manual and it's much more human. And what companies need to be doing now, I'm not saying that they should just stop spending money on paid media and they should stop spending money on technology that automates, for example, email software is one of the best, or search engine optimization is one of the best investments you could make.
Right.
But companies need to start investing in human beings and training them and empowering them.
So are you saying that when it comes to social media, there needs to be more humanity and less mechanics?
Right. We need to focus on the social and less on the media.
And see, this now you're coming back to my prediction, which is that that social media was custom made for small businesses, big businesses not so much.
I couldn't agree with you more. And you know what the thing is that small businesses have been practicing social media before there was even a term.
Face-to-face is the original social media, Joe.
Because small businesses make it their business to remember their customers' names and treat them well, you know, and recognize that the only way they're going to grow their small business without spending money on the Super Bowl is through word of mouth.
But the truth is that everyone ultimately is going to get good at social media because it's not going away. It's not a fad. It is a craze, but it's not a fad. But it's not going away. And every day that goes by, it's becoming less of a fascination and more of a tool. But along that time continuum, small business owners, you still have an advantage. We'll be right back with Joe Jaffe. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.